Okay, so hello, William. Hey, William, this is the next chapter of the Squeaky Toy Robot. And this chapter is called In the Toy Shop. Okay, so we remember last... Oh, hello, Lauren. Hello, Kira. Hello, Steve. I hope you like this story tonight, William, because I think it's going to be fun. So at any rate, when we left Squeaky Toy Robot last time, he had been chasing after the ninja squirrels to keep them from dropping acorns and pine cones down Margaret Maplethorn, or the toy shop witch's, chimney, because he thought if she turned on her fire, let's say she had a little gas burner down there, they would start burning and smoking and it could burn her house down, and that wouldn't be a good thing. So he chased them around and scared them, and at the very last moment, after the toy shop witch came out waving her broom, Squeaky Toy turned off, because 3T had forgot to wind him up. And when a robot runs out of energy, it stops, and it's over. And he fell off the roof, and he had his extensor arm extended. So when he landed on its extensor arm, and oh dear, it was bending at the wrong angle. And he just lay there. And he lay there because he lay there. He was off. It was like you drop your toy truck on the sandbox, and you turn it off, and it sits there, because it's just waiting for you to turn it on again. So he sat there. The night went by. The ninja squirrels were so scared they had taken off and gone to the next town over. They weren't going to deal with this anymore. Some birds flew by. An owl hooted, "Hoo, who's that? Hoo!" The night went by. The sun came up. Early the next morning, the toy shop witch, or Mrs. Maplethorn, woke up and came into her kitchen, and she looked in her little chimney, and you know what she found? It was full of acorns. Acorns piled up. Oh my, acorns and pine cones all the way. She couldn't even see the top. There were so many. She said, "Oh, my goodness, what happened? I thought I'd clean the tree up. What happened? Oh my goodness, oh my goodness." And she went out and found a basket, big basket. And she brought it in, and she started filling it with pine cones and acorns and you name it, and filled it up to the top. And she walked out her back door, walked out to the live oak in the backyard, and then she threw them out in a pile. She thought she could rake them around, and maybe they'd break down, and they'd be good for the soil, or maybe some squirrels could eat them, good squirrels. She turned around, and, "Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my, what's this?" She walked over and looked down on the ground, and, "My, oh, my, what's this?" It was Squeaky Toy Robot. That's right, the little ninja robot was landing where it had fallen, just the way it had fallen when it fell. It was switched off. She said, "My goodness, that looks like that little toy that boy had. It's no toy. That's something different. I wonder if it's a spy. I wonder if it's a spy drone, a walking spy drone. This isn't. What's it doing outside my window? What's it doing outside my door? Oh, this is not good." And she reached down and she picked up Squeaky Toy. And she put him in her basket and carried him into the toy shop. She carried him in, she laid him down on the desk. She said, "I don't know what to do with him, but I have to open the shop, and he can't sit here, so I'll just stick him here in the drawer." And she opened a drawer, and it was just enough room to put Squeaky Toy in. He was gonzo, he didn't know. And she closed the door, and she opened the toy shop for the day. Well, you can imagine, when 3T woke up, he looked at his toy shelf, and he expected to see Squeaky Toy! Nope, no Squeaky Toy. There were the ninja's turtles. There were the Power Warriors. There were his remote control trucks. Where was Squeaky Toy? There were even some of his sister's dolls hanging around, but where was Squeaky? He went looking in the closet, looked under the bed. He thought, well, maybe he's gone downstairs with Mom, because she generally likes to, you know, have him around to clean things up. So he went downstairs. He said, "Mom, have you seen Squeaky Toy?" 3T's mother said, "No, I thought he was in your bedroom. I haven't seen Squeaky Toy." Now, they looked through the kitchen. Maybe he was in the backyard. Maybe he was cleaning a bathroom. Maybe he was doing the laundry. They didn't know. They searched the whole house. They woke up little sister. She wasn't happy, but she helped look for Squeaky Toy. Then they woke up Professor Talltale. He went grumpy and said, "Oh, it's Saturday morning. What are you waking me up for?" He said, "We need you. We need you. We need you, because we can't find Squeaky Toy." Well, that got him awake, and he said, "Whoa, wait, let me go look." And he did, and he looked around the house, and they didn't find Squeaky Toy. His mother, 3T's mother, said, "This is bad. this is bad. We have to go search for Squeaky Toy. 3T, you have to go call your friends and tell them to go look for Squeaky Toy. And Timothy, you have to help too. So she went down to the kitchen, and she started making breakfast really fast. She just threw together pancakes, because pancakes are really fast. And she cooked them up, and she put them on. She burned them, actually. She was moving so fast, and she made 3T and Dr. Tall-Tale sit there and eat, eat, eat. And then she sent them on their errands. 3T took his bike, and he rode next door to Curtis. He said, Curtis, have you seen Squeaky Toy? And Curtis said, no. And they called Kwame. Kwame hadn't seen Squeaky Toy. So he came back and said, Mom, nobody's seen him. So 3T's mom looked at Dr. Timothy Tall-Tale, and she said, darling, darling, I have a job for you. Now, this is what moms and dads call each other. They call each other darling and things like that. But to everybody else, he was Dr. Timothy Tall-Tale. Anyway, she said, darling, I know you have to go to the lab today because you have important tests running. But when you go by, would you stop at the toy shop and see maybe if Margaret has found anything, that somebody's brought in a toy that they couldn't recognize? Maybe it's Squeaky Toy? So Dr. Tall-Tale said, well, I certainly will, my love. I will do that for you. You see, that's how moms and dads talk. My love, darling. Oh, my goodness. So he did. He took off, and he took off for the lab. Meanwhile, 3T was looking around with his friends. They drove all over town. They drove in the park. They drove to the zoo. They were going to go to the police station, but they thought, well, why would he be in the police station? But they finally checked, and the police said, ha, 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 what? A little toy puppet? No, we haven't seen anything like that. Ha, ha. Well, good for you, young lads, for trying to report it and keep the peace. They took off on their bikes. Meanwhile, Dr. Timothy Tall-Tale drove down to the toy shop, and he pulled in. He went into the shop. Ting-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling went the little bell. And he walked up to Margaret, and he said, good morning, Margaret. I haven't seen you in a while. I guess we have to come and buy some more toys. And Mrs. Maplethorn said, oh, Professor Tall-Tale, how are you? I was talking to your wife just the other day. We ordered some toys for your daughter for her birthday. Dr. Tall-Tale said, well, oh, that's very, very nice. I have a question for you. Now, my son had a toy. He had a little toy that he took around with him. It looks sort of like a big doll, and he's lost it, and he can't find it. And he doesn't know where it is. And we were wondering, since you are the toy shop, maybe somebody's brought it in because they found it and they thought maybe it belonged here. Mrs. Maplethorn thought, well, that's no toy. That's a robot. But she knew it belonged to 3T, and she knew that she should give it to Professor Tall-Tale. But it said, she said, no, I haven't seen any toy like that around. Can you describe it? He said, well, it was about 3 feet tall, and it looked like a little person, and it could move by itself, and it was very good at picking things up. She said, no, I haven't seen any toy like that. I guess I'll keep my eyes open for you, though. And his father said, 3T's father said, oh, well, I'm sorry. I thought we could find it here. I'll just have to go tell my wife that you couldn't see it. Well, I have to say something, that Professor Tall-Tale was a very wonderful man, very open-hearted, a great teacher, a good father, and he was a renowned neuro-cyber-psychologist and physiologist and anthropologist. But his problem was he was somewhat naive, and he believed people all the time. He said, well, I tell the truth, they must be telling the truth. So he believed Margaret. He didn't ask anything like, well, he moves around, he's like a robot. Have you seen a robot? Well, she would have to have said, well, I've seen a robot, if she wanted to tell the truth. But she didn't, and he didn't. And he said, well, thank you. And he went out the door, tingle, tingle, and he went to school. Well, you can imagine how frantic 3T was all day, and how frantic Dr. O'Toole Tall-Tale was all day, because she really liked that little robot, and it was gone, and what happened to it? She just couldn't understand it. Well, meanwhile, the toy shop witch said, toy, huh? Pick up things, huh? So she got out little Squeaky Toy and put him on the counter. Then she went over to the toy shop, and she turned her sign around that said open, and she put the closed sign to the door. Then she walked into a back room, carried 3T, Squeaky. She carried it into the back room, put him on a table, said, let me look at this. And she started examining him. Well, she looked at his head, she looked at his arms, she looked at his legs. She looked at the extensive arm that had sort of crunched when it fell and it was hanging all kind of like long and broken. And she said, well, I wonder. And she patted it up and down and she found the little turning mechanism that cranked him up. And she said, oh, what's this? I wonder what this does. And so she cranked him up. And he cranked up. And as soon as he cranked up, his electric power came back and he opened his eyes. Boom! Margaret jumped. The toy shop witch said, ah! And she almost ran away. And then she thought, wait, he's just a toy. It's just a toy. And she came over to it. She looked at it. She said, are you on? Squeaky Toy looked at her and shook his head. She said, are you alive? Squeaky Toy looked at her and didn't quite know what that meant, so he shrugged his shoulders. She looked at him, can I help you up? Squeaky Toy shook his head, so she pulled him upright and pulled him standing. Well, Squeaky was a little lopsided because his arm, you remember, his extensive arm was kind of broken and it was hanging, and it wasn't quite, so he was only one-handed. But she looked at him, and she said, do you understand me? Squeaky looked at her. Well, Squeaky knew who she was. Squeaky wasn't happy, if you can call a robot being happy. But he said, he shook his head, and then he bowed, because he's a very, very proper Japanese robot, and he bowed, and he stood back up. And she said, well, what are you doing here? Can you talk? Well, Squeaky knew he could talk, but he knew he was turned off. So since he was turned off, he couldn't talk. So he shook his head, no, I can't talk. So the toy shop witch turned around, walked around, and said, okay, can you pick things up? Squeaky Toy said, So she said, good, go wash my dishes in the kitchen. So Squeaky Toy walked out, and he washed all the dishes. Well, this is kind of remarkable, you know, because his extensive arm didn't work. It didn't work. He had fallen on it. But he did it all one-handed. He washed them, he shined them, he polished them, he put them away. And then he looked at the toy shop witch and he bowed. She said, well, I have my attic is kind of messy and that's where I keep all my spare parts and old toys. Do you think you could arrange that? Squeaky nodded. She led him up the back stairs. She had a little attic up top, not a huge one, but enough to store a bunch of toy parts and a bunch of old toys and things she liked and things, And she said, well, you clean this up. And she went downstairs. And he cleaned up his shop. He cleaned up the attic. He put things away. He put things together. He put legs with legs and arms with arms and heads with heads and old toys with old toys. He even put all the cars in a row. Woohoo! All the dolls in a row. Everything looked pretty. And he stopped. And he came down the stairs and he stood there. And when she looked at him, he bowed. And she walked up and looked at all that neatness and said, My, oh, my. You are very useful, aren't you? We'll just have to see about that. I think maybe you should stay here with me. Well, at that point, it was dinner time, and she was just finishing her dinner. So she said, and by the way, clean my dishes for me, thank you. And he went and cleaned her dishes, and he polished them up, and she put them away, and he bowed. She said, okay, then, you come in here, and she led him into her back room toy part. And she said, now, I want you to sit here on this shelf, and you just stay there. And I will come out in the morning and see what we're going to do with you. So he did. And he sat there. And he sat there all night long. Well, let me tell you about what happened to Dr. Timothy Talltale when he got home. He walked in the house. And his wife said, darling, you're home. Do you have the robot? Dr. Talltale said, well, no. Well, what do you mean you don't have the robot? I told you to get it at the toy shop. Well, it wasn't there. Well, Dr. O'Toole Talltale. Well, she was a doctor in neurophysiology, psychology, and everything else, too, because she said, well, what do you mean he wasn't there? He said, well, Margaret said she hadn't seen his toy. Dr. O'Toole Talltale looked at him and said, darling, did you ask her if she'd seen the robot? He said, well, No, I hadn't thought of it. It's a toy. I thought of it as a toy. It's, darling, what if Margaret thought it was a robot and didn't think it was a toy? Well, gee, he said, Dr. Talltale was, well, I hadn't thought of that. I had things on my mind. I had to go. She said, all right, 3T, you and I are going first thing in the morning, right after church. And 3T said, well, but the toy store won't be open. It won't be there. We can't get in until Monday. And Dr. O'Toole Talltale looked at 3T, and she said, oh, I don't think so. I think Margaret will let us in. Well, my darling William, that is the end of today's chapter. And in this chapter, you heard all about how Squeaky Toy Robot was captured by the Toy Shop Witch, and now she has him in her shop. And 3T doesn't know where he is, and Dr. O'Toole Talltale thinks she does, but they don't, really. So you go to sleep. You have a wonderful sleep. I will tell you the next chapter of how they get the Squeaky Toy Robot back, and then I will continue from there. So you have a good night. Lauren, you have a good night. And Kira and Steve, you have a good night. And remember, always look up. Love you guys. Bye-bye.